Good morning. The circulation from the deep storm that brought all the snow to the region earlier in the week continues to slowly lift out through northern New England and into the Canadian Maritimes. While most of the precipitation continues to wind down in the form of a few flurries, the strong gusty winds and cold temperatures persist over the region for another day. As a result, temperatures starting in the teens to around 20, but wind chill values are closer to zero, as winds at times, once again, will gust over 20 miles per hour. With the departing storm and high pressure moving in, we'll have a little more in the way of sunshine today, mixing with clouds, and again, a couple of passing flurries and maybe a snow shower, and temperatures will manage to only get into the middle to upper 20s for afternoon highs, with wind chills in the single digits and teens. After dark tonight, the wind will tend to ease up a bit, still a bit blustery and certainly cold, but with dry weather, temperatures will dip back into the lower teens for overnight lows. As we get into the day tomorrow, a bit more sunshine and with high pressure overhead, much less wind, so a more comfortable day for St. Patrick's Day, certainly dry with temperatures back up and in some cases above freezing in the lower to middle 30s. An Alberta Clipper will head in our direction to start the weekend. Late on Friday, and especially Friday night, clouds will increase as the system tracks through the Midwest and Great Lakes. It'll arrive in the Northeast as we get into the day on Saturday. Right now, it looks like a round of light snow is likely for a good chunk of the region. The snow will mix with some rain showers, especially from the Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley south and in southern New England. But other locations across the Northeast could get a fresh coating of an inch or two of snow before the day is through on Saturday, with highs in the middle 30s. Behind this system, blustery and cold in the 30s again on Sunday, though with in-and-out sunshine. It looks like a temporary ridge of high pressure will build in for Monday and Tuesday, pushing temperatures back into the lower 40s before another shot of cold air arrives for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a quieter weather pattern has settled in across the eastern half of the nation now that that nor'easter has exited to the northeast. Freeze warnings, though, are in effect from the Ohio Valley all the way down to the deep south and the northern third of the Florida Peninsula. Temperatures will drop into the 20s and 30s in these locations, while afternoon highs in northern Florida will only be in the 50s to around 60. Out west, a Pacific front crossing the Intermountain West today will bring periods of rain and mountain snow. This system is expected to reach the northern plains and upper Midwest by tomorrow morning, bringing rain for the middle Mississippi Valley. A wintry mix, though, will be expected across Wisconsin and Michigan. Meanwhile, it'll continue to stay warm and dry across the desert southwest through the end of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow showers, blowing snow and fog, 9 below zero with a west wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with blowing snow and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 20 degrees, the dew point 6, 55% relative humidity, a west wind at 15 gusting to 23 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Imperial, Palm Springs, and Thermal, all in California, to a low of 11 below zero at Windom, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and windy, lower 30s. Boston, mostly sunny, windy, lower 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and windy, with highs reaching about 30 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 14. The average temperature, 19, that's 15 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday. For the month now, 17.2 inches of snow, which is 10.7 inches above normal, and 58.4 inches for the season, which is 5 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 82, set in 1990, and the record low, 4 above zero in 1980. Sunrise this morning at 7.05 a.m., sunset this evening, 7.03 p.m., 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine mixed with clouds and windy today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today, a few passing flurries or snow showers with highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, windy with temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today, with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, less wind, still cold but more comfortable, lower to mid-30s. A chance of light snow on Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. Increasing sunshine, breezy on Sunday, mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Monday, near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, turning breezy on Tuesday with some late-day snow showers, lower 40s, and much colder, breezy as well on Wednesday with highs near 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.